now it's time for StoryCorps Atlanta. 81-year-old Annabelle Illion is admittedly not one to pass up opportunities. She's had several careers throughout the decades, from French teacher to art gallery owner. The adoption agency she today runs began after her own successful adoption of a child from India in the late 70s. She has three adopted children and recently sat down with one of them, her youngest, 33-year-old Juliana.
I was in a kind of a transition period, and that's when I decided, after my divorce, to start my family.
Which was totally not how women did it back then.
No. I was then 40, and I thought it was time I started my family. No, maybe I was 45. Yeah, I think by then. And Jamie was number one from India, and after I adopted him, I wanted another child from India. Well, it became very difficult to adopt number two. Everybody wanted then to adopt. Mm-hmm. So then all of a sudden there was competition. But I got Elizabeth. Elizabeth was my number two. So I thought, okay, I have a boy and girl, just like my parents said. And then all of a sudden there was an opportunity. Remember how I said I don't pass up opportunities? Well, yeah. You were opportunity number three. But I got a letter in the mail from your birth mother and father, who said they were pregnant and they wanted to find a family. They wanted to choose the family for their child. And I looked at that letter and there was no telephone number. I would have picked up the phone and called them, but there was no number. So I took the letter and I got in the car and I went to their house.
Because things were so simple back then.
Very simple. Jumped in the car, took my kids, took my mother was staying with me at the time. We all went over and we met your birth mother and father, and they were saying they realized they could not parent a third child. And I needed a number three like a hole in the head. But we got so involved and we got to like each other. And by the end of the evening, I asked them, would they consider me as your parent? And they said, yes, you were number three.
Yeah.
And so what we did, we also did a very revolutionary thing at the time. We didn't know we were revolutionary. We were just doing what we thought was natural. We decided to have an open adoption.
Right.
Nobody had open adoptions, yeah, 33 years ago. We said we like each other. We can keep open. Openness is a very key word in our lives, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
Very key. So we said, you know, because they said, we'd like to know what happens to Julie. Can we watch her from a distance? I said, no, you can't watch her from a distance. That's preposterous. We're going to be friends and we're going to keep it open. Let our kids know each other. Tell them the truth. So we did an open adoption 33 years ago. No instructions, no course, no anything. We just did it. And it's been a beautiful experience, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really has.
That was Juliana Illion talking with her mother, Annabelle. Both women agree that openness and honesty are what played the most important role in the success of Juliana's open adoption. This story was produced locally for WABE by Melissa Terry and recorded in partnership with the Atlanta History Center, which hosts the StoryCorps booth. Do you have a friend or a family member that you'd like to learn a little bit more about? Why not book some time with them at StoryCorps Atlanta? Learn more at wabe.org/StoryCorps.